Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
It is holiday time, and many people are planning on holidays over the next few weeks. And as we get closer to the peak time, which is June, July and August, I saw a Facebook message of a woman who is saying that she was looking forward to going away to New York with her four kids for the week in July. Great, I said to myself. Isn't that lovely for the family? This same woman on Facebook only 3 weeks ago was complaining that she was waiting for social housing and wasn't happy with the offer that she was given and how she was supposed to get the kids to school using public transport while she was on job seekers payments. Ah, I said to myself. So 3 weeks ago, she's complaining that she was on a job seeker payment, which is quite generous in this country, and she was also waiting on social housing. But yet, she's heading off to New York with four kids. She's a single parent. With four kids in July. Now, in Ireland, the welfare allow people on job seekers to go on holidays. When I say they allow, you can. And you don't have to sign off. You can get your money. It actually sounds funny. I said to me as I was typing this earlier on, it sounds funny when you listen to somebody say this. You can get social welfare in Ireland. You can go on holidays and you don't have to sign on and they'll give you your money when you come back. You know, just head off there. Ireland is quite unique in that fact that we allow claimants of job seekers to go on holidays without losing their claim. And in most of the countries in the world, including the UK, you can't. You must sign off. And I suppose the penalty is that you wait a period of time to sign. You have to sign back on again when you come back. In the UK, for example, you're allowed to go away on holidays, but only to the UK. You can't leave the country. Well, you can if you want to, but you have to sign off the dole because essentially you're not available for work. And the whole idea of job seekers is it's a payment you get while you're looking for a job. Job seekers, the clue is in the title. So you're supposed to be looking for work. Now, we know most people aren't. A lot of people aren't looking for work. Some are actually making a conscious effort to get out there and try and get a bit of work here and there, get a few quid so they don't rely so much on the job seekers. Now, in Ireland, I suppose more so than any other country, people are very lucky in the respect that you can live on social welfare. In most of the countries, you can't. You will have to try and get yourself another bit of work to supplement your way of life, or basically just to feed yourself and survive. So Ireland is quite unique in the fact that you could live in Ireland comfortably, and many people do, on social welfare. But now in the UK, by the way, George Osborne, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer at the time, changed the social welfare system to cut back on the many loopholes that allowed people, I suppose, to cheat the system. And there was a lot of them we discussed at the time, but one of them from memory was this idea that you can't go on holidays. Well, you can, but you have to sign off. So basically, in Britain, and I'm looking at the site here, there's a site called Mix UK, which gives you all the kind of rules and entitlements. And it basically says that, you know, on JSA, Job Seekers Allowance, you're entitled to 2 weeks holiday, but only in Great Britain. You aren't allowed to take an overseas holiday while claiming job seekers allowance. The system, they said, is getting harsher. So if you don't follow the rules by not signing on when you're meant to, or going for a job into when you're meant to, or a training program when you're meant to, you lose your JSA for 4 or more weeks. So you're kind of punished and you lose 4 weeks payments for doing that. It could take 4 weeks to get your money back, so to speak, when you sign on. Now, there was a comment online that said, if you can afford to save for a holiday and job seekers, you're clearly being paid too much. And I kind of probably tend to agree with that. And that would be more so here in Ireland. And you'll see it in Ireland more than any other country in the world because of the generosity of the social welfare system. That people who are claiming that, you know, they're on the lowest level of money on job seekers allowance and whatever benefits they get are heading away to Tenerife for 2 weeks, or heading away to America, or heading away to wherever it happens to be with the kids. I mean, we all remember that programme that was on about Darndale about 2 years ago. And the trouble over that was, there was a woman on it who didn't work, hadn't worked, probably had no intention of working, I don't know, and was heading away with her kids to Disneyland in Paris. And there was loads of people saying, well, hold on, I'm working, so is my husband, we're paying a mortgage, we can't afford to go to Disneyland in Paris. And people were quite shocked by this revelation that people on social welfare were going on holidays. And the suggestion at the time was it shouldn't happen. That the money that you get, there was a suggestion that people should get money in a card system whereby they can't spend it outside the state. That it's taxpayers' money and it's being given to another country, essentially. So is it acceptable that somebody on job seekers can actually save enough money to head off on a foreign holiday? in the first place? Or is that just mean to turn around and say, oh, well, no, you can't say that. You can't be saying people are entitled to a break and a holiday. Should the social welfare be facilitating people going off on foreign holidays? Which they do. They facilitate it. The social welfare will tell you that you have 2 weeks a year, you're allowed to go on holidays. If you want to extend that, you can, by the way. I know. Extend it. I can barely afford to go on a 2 week holiday. But if you're on the social welfare and you want to go on a 3 or 4 week holiday, you can. You can extend it. You have to obviously talk to your relieving officer, but you can extend it. Look at that. Isn't it a wonderful country we live in? I want you to text 087-188-0008. The question is it acceptable that people who are on job seekers, now we're not talking about disability payments or other payments or pensions or anything else, people who are on job seekers can afford to head off on a foreign holiday? Is that acceptable? Do you think that's acceptable? Or maybe you think everybody's entitled to a holiday. Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Should it be stopped? And they could easily stop it. We could talk about that more in detail. How you stop it is you pay money on a card. A card system that can be spent in this country, but nowhere else. And not online. Let me know what you think. And the number is 087-188-0008. Jack, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jack?
How are you getting on, Ailey? Well, how's things?
Good, Jack. I mean, is it acceptable, you know, that... Are you working, Jack?
I am.
Okay, so you're working, you're paying your taxes. Are you going away on holidays this year?
I'm flat out.
Okay, are you going away on holidays this year?
I haven't got time, Ailey. I haven't got time. But going back to the subject, like, I work for myself. I have the farm there, and, you know, and I do take on a fella there working for me. He does, you know, 2 days, maybe 3 days a week for me, you know, and he's on... the job seekers thing or whatever you call it, like, you know.
Right.
But, he's entitled, every person's entitled to go away or do have their freedom to go and go wherever they want in a free country. And, you know, whether or which they're getting it, whether or which they're on job seekers or not, just because they shouldn't be stopped from going on a holiday or going abroad in case they might miss an interview. That's a bit much, I think, myself, you know.
It's more to do with the fact that people are saying, as taxpayers, hold on for a second, we're funding social welfare to the tune of 20 billion per year, right, which is a huge amount of money out of the income tax pot, right? And we're saying to ourselves, if you're handing somebody, you know, social welfare because they don't have a job, the idea of social welfare is a support mechanism for people, you know, in the interim, you know, temporarily between the time. It could be a year, it could be 2 years, it could be 3 years before they get a job. In fairness, they might be looking for a job and that's fine. But it's a support mechanism to help them get through that period in their life. It's not meant to fund them going on holidays.
Yeah, but Niall, the reality is the people that are on the social welfare system can't afford to go on holidays. They can't afford to go anywhere unless they're working outside of that and they're doing illegal stuff activities.
Then how are they doing it? Because all you got to do is take one look at Facebook.
There's people out there that never worked a day in their lives and never will have to work a day in their lives because they say that they can't do this or they can't read or they can't write or that they're incapacitated in some form or ability or turn around and say, well, I can't get a job because I'm being discriminated against because of the way I talk or the way I act. Some crap like that. But there's fellas going around there, they're driving brand new new vehicles and never worked a day in their life and they're getting money hand over fist. And that's the truth of it. And they can go on holidays. But that's because they're screwing the system every which way but loose and they're into all sorts of illegal activities and all that kind of stuff.
If somebody is going away, you know, to Tenerife for 2 weeks and they're on job seekers, clearly job seekers are paying them too much money.
Look, at the end of the day, Niall, you're not going to be able to go on holidays anywhere.
So why wouldn't you? Because,
You're not going to be able to do it on job seekers.
Why wouldn't you? Because if somebody's on job seekers and they say they're a single parent, I'm not saying male or female, single parent with a few kids, and they're getting a HAP scheme and they're getting other benefits like a fuel allowance and they're getting all sorts of different allowances and maybe one of the kids, I don't know, has ADHD and they're getting a domiciliary carers allowance there as well or something. Mm. I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to save up enough money to go on a holiday.
Well, okay, look, if there's people out there and they're in dire situations and they do have, you know, genuine...
Who's in a dire situation?
Well, okay.
I believe there's very few people in a dire situation in this country. In the UK, maybe, when they've got where they, the payments in the UK. I think in the UK, if you're on Job Seekers, you're probably getting about £70 or £80. Mm. In Ireland, you're getting, what is it, 100? It's nearly €200 now. And it's not just €200.
I don't know what they're getting. But
well, if you're married, you get over 300 and something. But if it's not, if you're single, it's 200. It's not just that. You get your HAP, so you get your rent paid. You get your fuel allowance so many months of the year, so you get your heating covered. You get all sorts of other stuff as well. You get back to school allowances, grants for this, grants for that, grants for the other. All they're short of doing is giving you a grant for your holiday to Tenerife as well.
Well, I tell you, it sounds. I mean,
I'm painting a rosy picture of it, haven't I? Yeah,
you're making it sound very good there. I might just drop everything there now and just not do a tap. No, I tell you, just give up everything and just go on the HAP scheme or whatever you're.
What are you farming, Jack? By the way, what are you farming?
I have a bit of everything. I have some few bullocks there, and
right.
You know, I kind of beef farmer. Like that's the way. That's what I have.
All right, okay. How's business at the moment? Are you going to cry? How's business?
Sure. Look, I'm going to say what everyone else says is not too good and not too bad. I'm surviving. You know what I mean? Like life isn't a bed of roses, but sure, there'd be no challenge if it was. You know what I mean? If life was easy, sure, there wouldn't be any point in anyone getting up out of it.
We just have to change that old common agricultural policy, and you'd be grand.
Look, at the end of the day, is people is like more money, 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 this, money that. Look, up or down, your health is your wealth, whatever way you look at it.
Okay, but you don't have an issue with Mary or Johnny and the three kids who are all on welfare heading off, you know, to Tenerife or Florida or wherever it happens to be. You've no problem with that if they're on the welfare.
No, I don't. And because I don't believe that they can actually do that.
Okay, but stay there for a second. Well, I think you're being a little bit naive, to be honest with you. But Frank, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Frank?
Noel, how are you?
Good.
Personally, Noel, don't care what someone does with their money. But if they're going away on holiday and they're on Job Seekers, they shouldn't be getting paid while they're out of the country. Job Seekers is what it says. You're looking for a job. Do you understand me?
You're seeking a job, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another thing, Noel. This business of, we're giving you a bonus at Christmas for doing nothing. You said it there. It's a fantastic country, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was on there last year or something. I was on casual employment. So I was on 3 days.
And the dole pays the other three, is it?
They paid you two.
I thought the dole paid for six.
No. Them days is gone.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, but listen, unless you're full-time. If you're full-time unemployed, you get everything. But right. Listen, Noel, they wouldn't even pay me for the bank holiday Mondays.
Right, so even though you weren't working, you didn't get paid for them.
No.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas then, the long-term unemployed was getting a bonus. I was getting nothing. Like, this place is ludicrous, Noel. It is, isn't it?
It is a bit ludicrous.
It needs to be reformed. And I'll tell you, Noel, another thing. But I don't know whether I said it to you before. This is just my opinion now. And I'll stand beside her all day. We need to introduce into this country, Noel, a one-child payment. And what I mean by that is, when a woman or a girl drops a child, Noel.
That's a horrible statement, by the way.
Well, sorry.
Has a baby.
Sorry, when they naturally give birth to a child, how is that?
That's fine.
Okay, yeah. Right. The social welfare now pays them for that one child. Now, they can keep naturally having more children after that, Noel. But you pay for them yourself.
I would agree with you.
I have to agree with Frank there. What he's saying there, he's right there. He's right.
No. I absolutely. Unless it's. Now, see, the problem is, and you have to be obviously conscious of the fact, when we talk about single parent families, not all single parent families, Frank, are a stereotypical young girl going out for getting pregnant for loads of different people. That's not what happens a lot of the time. It's somebody who was in a relationship or a marriage, possibly, for 4 or 5 years, 10 years maybe, and the marriage broke up and they're left with the children. So you know, do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not always somebody who's having babies. You know what I mean?
Listen. In that situation, all you do what's done every day of the week in the courts. The husband has brought the court and then those packages paid out and he's to pay. He's responsible.
I agree with you, yeah. But I mean, and you're preaching to the converted here. This is, again, where the UK are ahead of us. You know, Frank, if you have fathered a few children, you are chased down by the authorities to make sure that you pay maintenance to those children. Now, it's pittance, by the way,
exactly.
But at least you have to pay something.
Well, as I said to you before, everyone has a PPS number. And with the push of a button, the state can stop money either at source from your salary
or your
social welfare payment. Like, it's simple.
It's just not being done.
No, because we've too many do-gooders. There's just... Remember that balloon?
Can I say something there, right? Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Can I tell you, what about the fellas that are out there saying that they have maybe 10 kids and the fellas that are saying, I can't get a job because I'm from an ethnic minority, blah, 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 because no one will give me a job. What about them fellas? Sure, I know fellas in there, around the place. They don't have to work because they turn around and say that they're travellers. And they're not travellers. There's people out there saying that they're travellers, and the reason why they're saying it is because they know that the travellers don't have to work. Because they're allowed to travel.
The travellers do have to work, but unfortunately 85% of them are not working.
They don't have to. I'm telling you, they do not have to work. If they don't want to work, they don't have to work. Like, I mean,
realistically, Jack, if anybody in this country doesn't want to work, you don't have to. That's the way this country is now.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, maybe...
Well, you don't... I could stop working tomorrow. As you know, I still have the label married, even though, you know, I'm going through the whole process at the moment. But I still have the label married. I could go down and get myself on the dole, whatever it is, 300 and something euro. I could get a hap or whatever it is for a married man. I'm a social welfare. I'm not sure. I know it's 196 or something for a single person and 300 and something for a married man. And I could probably go down then and get myself a hap scheme. You know, get I mean, I could get all those things. I could maybe have a chat with my local councillor and he might sort out a deposit on a house for me or something, or a deposit on a rent or something for me. So, I mean, if I know the system and know how to use the system or get a bit of advice on how to use the system, I probably could do it.
Well, I know a fella that said they were on to him to get a work and he was there and he didn't want to do the jobs that they were giving him. So he turned around and he said, I'm just going to go in and tell them that I'm a traveller and to leave me alone and not behind me. So he went in and he told them, he said, I just want to state it down and have it written down and record it that I'm a travelling man. They never bothered him one day after that.
Niall, can I come in?
That's the truth. That is the solemn, that's the God's honest truth.
Okay, well, let me get back. Now, we're going off the topic a bit. We're kind of going into all sorts of things here, right? But getting back to holidays, Frank, do you believe that, okay, so you think they can go on holidays, but they can't have their money while they're gone?
As you said earlier on, Noel, everyone's entitled to a holiday, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
And everyone's entitled to do what the hell you want to do. It's no one's business. But if you can't fund your little holiday, Noel, I'm not going to fund it. Okay?
Well, stay there because I want to go to Kes. Kes, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kes?
Hi, how are you? How are things?
Good. Kes, do you believe, is there an issue? I mean, Ireland is quite unique in the fact that we allow people who are on Job Seekers Allowance to go on holidays. They don't have to sign on. And we give them the money when they come back.
Well, look, as I said in my text message there, yeah, I've got no right to judge or anything like that because I'm an immigrant myself in Ireland. But the social welfare and all the benefits is just a joke now because I'm self-employed. I've been self-employed for 20 years since I arrived to Ireland. And I've been fighting for my place under the sun. And look, these people, they're driving their BMWs, they're going on holidays, luxury holidays, and, you know, they're pointing the fingers and laughing at us. That's not right.
Well, and I don't want to turn this into an us and them, because that's not what the conversation is about.
Yeah.
But there's an element of fairness here to people who are trying hard and who are working and paying taxes. You know, and I'm not denying somebody the right to go on a holiday. If you want to go off to Tenerife, you're far away. But the point is that if you've got a family or, you know, a mum and five kids or a father and five kids and they're heading off to Tenerife or New York, in this case that I saw on Facebook, and they're claiming they have no money and they're on social welfare, something's radically wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And on the other hand, okay, if they're on the social welfare, they are not working, right? So... What are they doing all day? Sitting at home watching a TV? Why the hell do they need the holidays? If they holiday at home 24/7, they're not working. They don't need the break from work or recharge the batteries. But there you go. They still go on the holidays. They're still getting paid for that time while they recharging their batteries. You know.
But you're saying they're constantly recharging their batteries because they don't work.
Well, that's my point of view.
The batteries are never running out, so to speak.
Exactly.
All right, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The question is it acceptable that people have enough money, who are on job seekers even, to be heading off on a foreign holiday? A lot of people are saying, no. Somebody else says, no, I work in a travel agent, and you have no idea. And she puts lots of exclamation marks after that. I've worked at a travel agent for many years, and in and around February to March, many people come into us who are on social welfare. We do an easy payment option where they pay us by the week and they head off on holidays to the usual destinations over the summer. And it's incredible to see the amount of people who are on social welfare who claim to the state that they've no money, but yet they've money to give us every week to pay off a holiday. Yeah, mad, isn't it? Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe? Hello. Oh, sorry, Joe. I didn't put you on there. Oh. I do apologise. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Niall.
Yeah.
You annoy me sometimes.
Why?
Because you treat everything sometimes with the same spoon.
No.
And we are not the same spoon. You are saying that there are people that have domiciliary care allowance and HAP, and they go on holidays and they have brand new cars.
I didn't mention the brand new cars, by the way, but you brought that in.
Yeah, but you do sometimes.
Do you have a brand new car?
No.
Okay.
My car is falling apart, literally.
Okay.
And I think that's not right. I have all those things. I spent money on therapies that my son should be getting from services because they're not available, because they don't have the therapists, because they don't have resources. I'm paying 80 euro for a session of occupational therapy.
But when you, please don't take this personally, because I'm not having a go at you personally, right? But when you say you're paying 80 euro, are you working at the moment? No.
I can't.
Okay, you've got a son with autism. I understand that, with special needs, right? But what I'm saying to you is, when you say you're paying 80 euro, you're paying 80 euro because the state has given you the money to pay the 80 euro. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it. And so the state is providing. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying the state is providing for you. You're in a situation where you need to look after your son with autism. That's fine. And the state is providing for you. They're giving you somewhere to live.
And don't you wish? I wish I could be working. I feel less for not being able to work, for wanting to contribute.
But don't you get respite money in June?
I do.
To go on holidays?
No.
How much is it? 1,500 euro?
I save for anything that my son...
But how much do you get respite money? Is it 1,500?
It's 17.
17, okay.
100.
So the state just gives you 1,700 euro in June, and the intention of that money is respite, which means that you can...
It is.
To go on a holiday.
You don't really...
Or bring him on a holiday. Yeah, but with the greatest respect, Joe, there's loads of people in this country who are working, paying mortgages, two jobs, mum and dad working, trying to balance the books, no money at the end of the week, who can't afford to go away on holidays.
I wish I could be in their
situation. And I'm not having a go at you personally, because the state provides a system that you are using at the moment, right? But, you know, you don't work. You look after your son all day, which is great that you can be there for him. And they even give you money to go on holidays.
They do.
What sort of country are we living in? I mean, I'm not saying you don't deserve that, but there are other people out there who are working who equally deserve to be allowed to, or to be able to do that, and we can't afford to.
You know what? A lot of people like me would rather be able to work part-time, to have...
Well, you can. You can work up to 20 hours, can't you? Under the law, the law allows you to work 20 hours without it affecting your payment.
It's all well and good. You can work for part time, but no one wants to hire someone that cannot work school holidays, that cannot work weekends, that is not flexible. In theory, it's beautiful. In real life, it does not work.
But the point I'm making is Ireland is unique in the fact that Ireland, if in your situation, Ireland is the best country you could be living in. Because if you were living in the UK, you'd be getting 70 quid a week. You wouldn't be getting your 1,500 or 1,700 euro holiday money in June.
I wish I could work in
But what I'm saying is, we live in a very unique country that allows people, you know, I mean, you're in a different situation, obviously, because you're looking after a child with special needs. I understand the point there. Okay, but when we have people who are not looking after a special needs child, who are...
Then those people needed
to be sitting on their arse all day, every day, had a permanent holiday, doing nothing with no kids, and they could afford to go on holidays.
Okay, for those ones, I agree that there should be things there to make them work.
No, why? Tell you what, why not? Here's a suggestion. It's been suggested before, but every time somebody suggests it, they go, oh, that's discrimination, you go through that. Why not pay the system onto like a credit card, a special credit card provided by the social welfare? Now, it doesn't have to look obvious, you know, to save embarrassment when people are using it. It'd be like a Visa card or a MasterCard. But when social welfare pays the money, it's put onto the card every week and the money can only be spent in this country. And that would stop all that. And then we would be protecting taxpayers' money, and all the money that we pay in social welfare would go back into our own economy. What's wrong with that idea? But every time it's mentioned, people go, you can't do that to people.
No, it depends. I wouldn't be against this, but then again, I want to be allowed to go home to go see my mom that's a very sick person and cannot travel. She can travel to see me. I don't travel every year. I go home maybe every three years, maybe. And I think I deserve to be allowed to go home. I didn't choose this situation. I'd rather my son had no special needs at all and that I could work. I missed work.
But there are other people in this country with a child, and it is only one child you have, with special needs, who do work. How do they manage to do it? I don't know.
Some people have support. I have no support. It's just me. It's just me and him against the world. I cannot leave my child with somebody else because he will destroy everything.
But you have a partner at the moment, don't you?
No, I have a boyfriend.
A boyfriend, okay. All right.
But we don't live together or anything like that.
Okay.
Things with my son can be quite tricky. So it's a work in progress.
Hmm. No, I understand the difficulty. And I don't want to make it personal against you. But when people see stories of Mary or Johnny, who has four kids, who is, and this particular story I've seen on Facebook, it was a woman saying she was looking forward to going away in July with her four kids to New York. Only 3 weeks ago on the same Facebook page, she was moaning about the offer she got from the social welfare on housing and also the fact that she's on job seekers allowance and couldn't afford the transport to bring her kids to school.
But that's a whole different situation.
So how can you moan on one hand about not having the right accommodation and not having enough money for your children, but yet on the other hand be looking forward to a holiday to New York with them?
I think that's wrong in every aspect. First of all, I don't think you should be able to refuse a house.
Okay, well that's a whole other issue that we talked about before.
Yeah.
Well, stay there, Joe, because Catherine, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Catherine?
Oh, hi, Niall. How are you? I was just about to say to that lady as well about the 1,700. I knew about that, yeah. Well, anyway, as I say, we're not discussing all that right now. I don't know where the father of our child is. Surely he could help out a little. She didn't have the child through immaculate conception. I won't go into that again. What I'm saying is, absolutely, Niall, there is nobody here, particularly Regina Hordaugherty, who runs the social welfare end of things. She will never step up to the plate and say, well, listen, here's what we'll do here now. Come out with a decent deal that we could all live with. As you say, the card where you spend your money in this country, I don't see anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, in the UK, what they did was, in the UK, they basically said, there's no problem, you can go on holidays, but you must sign off.
Correct.
And when you come back, you can sign on again, but exactly. It might take you 3 or 4 weeks to get your money back.
I have friends there, well, they're Irish, but they're living over there 30-odd years now, and they still cannot believe that happens here. They can't get over it. We're talking about 4.5 million slowly growing, very much so.
And you get holiday pay on social welfare.
Yes, exactly. And they're over there with, 60 million between Scotland, England and Wales, and they can manage to work all that out We have 4.5 million slowly growing, as I say, and we can't cope with it because you have the people here in Niall, and I'll use an Irish word here, they haven't got the Lee Roadie to step up to the plate and say, listen, this is the way it's going to work. Stop all the namsy-pamsy. Stop trying to appease to everybody because you won't win. Regina must be, I know Joan Burton was bad enough, but Regina O'Doherty must be the worst minister in charge of the social welfare. She comes up with all these things, all these stupid things to give to people, and she knows in her heart they're not going to be getting doing anything about it. They're never going to earn any money. They're never going to contribute. She doesn't care. It keeps her there, part of the Labour Party. She wants her job, and it doesn't affect her in any way, shape or form.
But Catherine, you've heard Joe. She has a job with special needs.
Yeah.
And she believes, like, why should her life have to end, so to speak? You know, and the fact that she goes maybe home to Portugal, where she comes from, every couple of years or three years. Why should she have to, you know, sacrifice all that just because she's not able to work because she has a child with special needs?
I just think, as I say, when we're talking about holidays here, what I'm saying to that lady, I've heard her lots of times on before. And I mean, I don't know how it works in Portugal. I wouldn't say it's that generous. It never is anywhere else. Only
I would
here.
Doubt it now.
I wouldn't think it's great.
By the way, Joe, what would you get in social welfare in Portugal?
No idea.
Probably not half of what you're getting here.
No,
I imagine.
Idea.
And I'm not having a go. I'm just saying you wouldn't get half of what you get here.
When I came to Ireland, I was working. I came to work and I was working. So it happened to me. I didn't expect to have a child that is going to have problems. I was constantly...
And by the way, and not to be too personal, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but Catherine asked, is the father of the child not contributing?
The father of the child, I would say a better word, but moved to another country.
Oh.
And it's been impossible to locate.
I'm confused because there's Niall. I'm really annoyed here. Yes, the state do give you a certain amount of money to cover your child with special needs, but nowhere near enough. The domiciliary carers allowance is 309 a month. Well, you get 1700, don't you, in June as well? But anyway, and it's 75 for speech and language, occupational is 80, and physiotherapy is 75 a week. I doubt you're getting all three of those every single week, by the way. And another thing is, if you have a domiciliary carers allowance, sure, it was in the last budget. You have a medical card. Why are you paying for it? The state should provide it for you because you have a medical card. So I don't know why you're paying for it because probably nobody else is. So I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Well, I'm open to question on that, but you do get a medical card for your child if you get a domiciliary care allowance. It was in the last budget. Annie!
Hi, how are you guys?
Is it Annie or Anne? Anne, sorry. Anne, I apologise. Anne. Go ahead, Anne.
Now, I'm absolutely furious listening to this programme.
Why?
Because... I'm looking at people having holidays that are on the dole all my life. When my kids were young, they used to ask how they were going, and they weren't. You know, these people were going to Florida. It wasn't just now to Spain.
Right.
And this was a regular occurrence, and I'm still looking at it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know, maybe, I had the pension business comes in. I'm ready to go on pension, and I get 150. People that never worked, I worked in their lives, are getting, with ladies, women, I know them, 240.
And what payment are they on for 240? I think 2.6 is the standard payment, isn't it?
Non-contributory pension.
Oh, yeah.
I was
automatically
put on a contributory because I worked.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
right.
I wasn't entitled. Seemingly, my stamps are in the wrong place at wrong years.
Yeah, it's all very complicated, but isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
The same with job seekers. With job seekers, you also have a contributory form of payment as well, which is based on if you've worked.
Yeah. Now, my husband's in hospital at the minute and I can't get a grant to take him home. When he's ready to come home, because we're allowed 30,000 on the grant to do a bathroom and toilet at the back of the bedroom, and the builders have quoted 64,000.
Right, so you need to get a quote under the amount for to get the
grant. I'm never ever going to get it.
I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
You know what I mean? This is the way things are.
Yeah, so in other words, you're doing everything by the book. You're being honest. You worked all your life and you can't afford the basics in life. And then you're watching other people who haven't got up off their arse for their whole of their lives and they're heading off on holidays.
And I had to fight for a medical card. My husband was 73 when he had a stroke and he's in hospital since.
Yeah.
And I had to fight for that medical card.
Yeah.
At the ages that we're at.
And there's people out there, trust me, with medical cards who don't even need them, who have never needed them, and they have them because they just have them and they know the system. Thank you, Anne, for that. I'm running out of time. Martin, very quickly.
Noel, how's everything with you?
Go ahead, Martin. What do you want to say?
Well, Noel, the thing that bothers me is, Noel, I set up my company, 17 years ago, and it was hot and cold for a while. you know, it's up and down and everything. But what I don't understand is, you know, like, you know, we got married about 5 years ago, and we've never went on a honeymoon or anything. We haven't been on holidays. And then I listen to your show and I hear that there's a woman with four kids going to New York.
And she's on welfare.
And she's on welfare, you know, and I think, you know, what am I doing wrong? Maybe I should pack the company in and go on the dole.
Well, it wasn't just that message, Ian. There was a programme called Darndale on there 2 years ago on RTE, and sure, there was a woman with her three kids heading off to Disneyland in Paris.
You know, that's, you know... What do you say to that?
What's the answer? I mean, the reason I started talking about it was because Ireland is quite unique in the fact that we allow people, we actually pay people holiday pay on social welfare.
Yeah, I don't understand. And there was a gentleman on earlier on your show, and he was talking about you get a bonus at Christmas.
That's right, so yeah.
You sit around on your ass all
and you get a bonus.
And for doing that,
well, I suppose it's supposed to buy the kids things if you want to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like clothes and stuff for Christmas for the kids, you know.
Yeah, no, I get that. But, you know, if you love your kids that much, you'll go out and get a job. And
well, if you love your kids that much, maybe you'll save for clothes for Christmas. So you'll save for Christmas rather than spending it on a holiday.
Exactly. Well, yeah. That's exactly.
All right, listen, Martin, thanks very much and keep up the hard work.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.